Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks, Rachel, and thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I have the great privilege of being the pastor here at Sugar Hill Church. If you haven't already joined and jumped on board with our small groups, we have probably 45 or 6 small groups that you can select from for adults. Some of them happen on Sunday morning. Some of them happen on Sunday evening. A lot of them happen during the week. They're all over the place, and you can find a small group, and in that small group, I promise you, your life can be radically changed, and you get to have lifelong friends. And you know, if you go to the first one, it doesn't work, go to the next one. And the great thing is there's plenty to choose from, and you can find all about those by going to sugarhill.church/adults. Today, though, let's pick up where I left off on Monday. By the way, so sorry I went so long on Monday. We try to keep these at about 5 or 6 minutes, but wow, Ethan just told me I went about 10. That's what happens when the preacher gets all excited. So in the second chapter of Nehemiah, we see something happen. In the first chapter, what we saw is that Nehemiah's heart was torn, and it was broken because he wanted to fix an injustice. And the first thing he did was to go to pray. Now, he starts to put a plan in place. He has prayed, and he's hearing from God. And so I find this really, really very cool. The difference between chapter 1 and chapter 2 is probably about 4 months. Okay, and listen to what he says. You may not remember, if you haven't, go back and listen to Monday's podcast. Nehemiah has a cool job. He is the cupbearer for the king. He's the dude who tastes the wine and makes sure it's good, and then gives it to the king. I mean, wow, what a deal. So here's where it starts in chapter 2. Early the following morning in the month of Nisan, during the 12th year of King Artaxerxes' reign, I was serving the king his wine. That is a cool picture. I had never before appeared sad in his presence. So the king asked me, "Why are you looking so sad? You don't look sick to me. You must be deeply troubled." And then I was terrified. I mean, this dude is like, "No, man, I don't want to lose my gig here. This is awesome." In verse 3, he says, "But I replied, 'Long live the king! How can I not be sad? For the city where my ancestors are buried is in ruins, and the gates have been destroyed by fire.'" And remember, this is talking about the walls and the gates of Jerusalem, and the home of the people of Israel. And then verse 4, the king says, "Well, how can I help you?" With a prayer to the God of heaven, I replied, "If it please the king, and if you are pleased with me, your servant, send me to Judah, to Jerusalem, to rebuild the city where my ancestors are buried." And verse 6, the king, with the queen sitting beside him, asked, "How long will you be gone? When will you return?" After I told him how long I'd be gone, the king agreed to my request. But he doesn't stop there. The story goes on, beginning in verse 7, where Nehemiah starts giving this picture of, okay, I want to go do that. But in order for me to do that, king, I need you to write some letters for me. I need access through these areas that would be troublesome and that would be dangerous. Could you grant me safe passage by your letter? And then would you allow the dude that owns and manages all of your forest, the wood, to help rebuild the gates? And he puts his plan together, and the king says, "Yeah, cool, go do your thing." So Nehemiah gets to Jerusalem, and when he gets there, 3 days later, verse 12 says, "I slipped out during the night, taking only a few others with me. I had not told anyone about the plans that God had put in my heart for Jerusalem." And this is so very cool. He goes out at night and he sees all the things that need to happen. And listen to this in verse 18. "Then I told them about how the gracious hand of God had been on me and about my conversation with the king. And they replied at once, 'Yes, let's rebuild the wall.' So they began the good work." Oh, listen, friend, right after that, everybody starts saying, "You can't do it, not going to make it. You're not a wall builder, dude. You're going to lose." But watch this. As we close up today's thought on Nehemiah 2, in Nehemiah 1, his heart is being pulled by God. Then he begins to talk to God about what to do. Then in chapter 2, he starts laying out a plan. And then by the end of this, the people that have gathered around them, he is now hearing, "Let's do this. We can do this." He went from a broken heart to a person of action in 4 months. And let me go ahead and give you the end of the story real quick. He rebuilds the walls and the gates in 52 days. That is stinking amazing. Today, what is it that you need to build a plan for so that you can put that plan into action that would matter for the kingdom of God, for his church, for his glory, and your good? Whatever that is, friend, listen, build the plan after you've prayed about it, and then you can start tackling that heartache. Thanks so much for joining me. And again, Rachel, tell everybody about our service times this weekend. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.